So, as we mentioned in the Hakdama to the Daf, and as we saw throughout the entire Daf, topic of today's Daf and the coming Dafin is the sugya of Kamlei B'Derabim, specifically the Shita of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, who was Oisa Yom Kippurim Kishabes L'Tashlumin. When you hear those words, it feels like we're hearing something with grace to Kiddush and grace to Tahira, discussing someone that went ahead and he was Mechal Yom Kippur, he was Mechal Shabbos, and he was Mazik, it's the Sugi of Kamle B'Derabim. But those are the words from Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. He treated Yom Kippur like Shabbos with regards to what? With Tashlumin. With regards to the Sugi of Taloch of Kamle B'Derabim. So, like most major Sugis in Shas, the sugi of Kamle B'Derabim is defined by a few greiser kashas that the Achreinim asked, and it's really from those kashas that a lot of the lumdis comes about. One such kasha in our sugya is a kasha that the Ktzoyis HaChoshen asks in Simen Chav Ches of Katan Aleph, and the Noida B'Yehuda asked in his Pirish al Ashas in the Tzlach in the Sechtes Psachim, Dav Chav Tes Amen Aleph. The Gemara Psachim, Daf Chavtes, discusses what happens if somebody eats chametz on Pesach where the chametz was hektish. So somebody ate chametz on Pesach, it's chayv karas. The chametz was hektish. The person would eat hektish, that lach is, he'd violate the parsha of Me'ilah, depending on if he did it deraisa, or did it be-mezer, or if he did it b'shoigig. Is there only a chiyuv to make hektish whole? Sometimes there's a penalty where we add a chaymish. If he does a b'shoigig, there's even a carbon. But the bottom line is, the discussion is, it's a braisa. What happens if somebody on Pesach eats chametz that also belonged to hektish? Zok the Gemara, it's a braisa. Ha'oichu chametz shal hektish b'mayit. If somebody eats chametz, shnel hektish on Pesach, ma'al. He violates the Issa Me'ilah. Some say loy ma'al. There is absolutely, positively, no parsha Me'ilah. So, the Gemara, man Yeshayimim. Who's the Yeshayimim? Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rav Nechunya ben Hakanahi. It's the Tana Rav Nechunya ben Hakanahi. The Tana, we learned in the Braiso. Rav Nechunya ben Hakanahi. Yoisis Yemek Yipurim. The Kishabas L'Tashlumen. Mach Shabbos Mischayi ben Afshay Upatim ben Atashlumen. Af Yemek Yipurim. Mischayi ben Afshay Upatim ben Atashlumen. So Rabbi Yochanan said that you want to know who the Yeshayimim in the Braiso is. That says that if somebody eats Chamed shall hektish b'moyed loymal, it's Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. Why? Because if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, the loch is he's chayev karis. If somebody is moyel behektish, it's a bunch of chiyuve mamoy. And being that Rav Nechunya ben Hakana holds, you say come live with the rabbi mine, even by karis. So it's for that reason. Bein labaya, bein larava, and perikei lenairis. This is real karis. It's poshet that the Yesh Oimrim said Rav Yochanan must be Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, who holds Kamlei B'Derabim Inei, even when it comes to Karis. That's the Gemara. Tosfos Alatar, in Psachim Chavtes Amar Aleph, asks a Bambakash. He says, it's mashma from the Braisa, that the man da Amar that holds, that there's no Me'ilah, the Yesh Oimrim, which Rav Yochanan put a name to the face to, is Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, is of the opinion that there's no Chi of Me'ilah at all. There's no Chi of Keren, there's no Chi of Chaymesh, there's also no Chi of Asham. There's no Asham Me'ilos. Very Tosfos, if that's the case, it sounds like from the Gemara that Kamle B'Derabim Inei doesn't only pater Chiyuvei Mamin or Chiyuvei Malkis, but it paters Chiyuvei Carbon as well. So if somebody does one Maisef, which is two Unchen, one is really serious and the other one is a Carbon, you would say Kamle B'Derabim Inei on the Carbon. So it's mashu from the Gemara. There's no Me'ilah. If there's no Me'ilah, there's no Karen, there's no Chaymish, there's also no Karmah. Freit Toysfes, I have a problem with that. From the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amen Aleph. The Gemara is discussing someone that violated the Malacha of Hoytzah. He carried on Shabbos, one of the Lamatas Malachas, the 39th Malacha. So somebody carried on Shabbos. What did he carry? He carried a Keli, and inside the Keli, there was Eichel. There was food. Says the Gemara, in the event that the person knew that he was carrying a Keli, but he didn't know that he was carrying food. He was amazed on the keli, but he was shaking on the food. It's a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says, chayiv ala oichlim chatos, vala keli skilo. You chayiv skilo for carrying the keli, you did it amazed. And you chayiv chatos for carrying the food, because you're mechal Shabbos b'shoyi. Zoktoisvas Alma, what do you see from here? That Kamleb de Rabamine doesn't pater a carbon. Because if a pater a carbon, once you chayv skila for carrying the keli, you should be potter from any chayv chatas for carrying the eichel. Zoktoisvas va zokti gemar. That according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, who holds that there's a Kamleb de Rabamine by Karis, if somebody on Pesach would eat Hektish, the halach is he'd be potter chametz shal hektish, he'd be potter from meila because of kamle b'derabim, because he chayv karis for eating the chametz. At the end of the day, I understand you should be potter from the karen of meila. I understand you should be potter from the chaimish of meila. But why are you potter from the carbon meila? Why are you potter from the carbon asham? So to answer this tois, this kasha, tois brings from the Riva a very big yisoid. The Riva said a chiddush in the laws of meila. And that is that the only time a person's chayiv, the carbon me'ilah, is if he also has a chayiv karen and he also has a chayiv kaimish. So if a person does me'ilah and he's chayiv karen and kaimish, so then he's also going to be chayiv the carbon me'ilah. However, a person that was mail the hektish, and for whatever reason he's potter from the karen and the kaimish, there won't be a chayiv me'ilah. The chayiv me'ilah can't survive on its own. It comes along for the ride together with the karen and the kaimish. But if there's no karen, there's no kaimish, then the Mi'ilah has nothing to be mechaber itself to, and then there's no Chiyav Asham. So Zog Taisvah said the Riva, that's the Teretz to the Kasha. Being that this Kamle with the Rabbi and the Koin to the Chuni Ben Akana, that's going to part of the Karen and the Chaymish. Once a part is the Karen and the Chaymish, there's not going to be Mi'ilah as well. You see this Kamle with the Rabbi when there is no Kamle with the Rabbi when it comes to Karbanah, such as the Karban Chattas. Yeah, that's because over there's a Chiyav Karban. The Chiyav Chattas is not totally in any Chiyav Mammon. So being that there is a Chiyav Karban, there's no Kamle Kimavurin, Shabbos, Sadik Dalin, as it relates to a regular Chiyav Karban. But this Chiyav Karban is different, because the Chiyav Karban of the Asher Me'ilas is totally in the Chiyav Mammon. So once Kamleb b'derabim and he knocks out the Chiyav Mammon, Sna Memela, there's not going to be a Chiyav Karban either. Freik the Ktsois, and Freik the Tzlach, a Bumbikasha from Mishnah in Mesachtes Krisos. This is an often quoted mission. In fact, if you look in the Maseres Hashas, Shavuos Chav Dalid, Yevomis, Lamed Dalid, Shabbos Kupes, Krisus Chav Gimel. The mission over there says as follows: Yesh Oichel Achila Achas. It's possible for a person to take one bite out of a sandwich. He can eat one Achila, V'chayev Aleh, Arba Chatois. And you're going to be Chayev four Chatois, V'Osham Echad. And not just that, but you're going to be Chayev one Osham as well. How so? A Tame, She'ochal Chelev, V'hoya Noiser, Minhag Muktosh and Biyama Kippur. So a person was Tameh, he ate Chelev, which was Hektish, it was also Noiser, and it was Yom Kippur. This person, if he did a B'shoikik, is going to be Chayev four Chatois, and he's going to be Chayev one Asham. What are the four Chatois? Number one, he ate Hektish in a state of Tumah. Number two, he ate Chelev. Number three, he ate Noiser. Number four, he ate Yom Kippur. These are all Chayvi Krisis. And because they're all Chayvi Krisis, and now, if you did a B'shoigi, you're going to be Chayev Chatas. Additionally, this person is also going to be Chayev in Asham. The reason to be Chayev in Asham is he ate Kachem. He ate Kachem. He Chayev an Asham Mi'ilois. So this person was Oichel Achiv Achas. He's Chayev four Chatois and one Asham. And Meir Oimer, and Meir says, I'm Hoya Shabbos. If this was Shabbos, the Hoitzioi, and he did this as he was walking from Rishus Ayochet to Rishus Arabim, he did it while he was carrying, then Chayev, he's going to be Chayev a fifth Chatas. The reason he's going to be Chayev a fifth Chatas is because now he's also Chayev being Mechal Shabbos. Amar Lo, they told him, Einoi Min Hashem. No, we didn't count this because that's not Min Hashem. Rashi says, Ein Chiyuv Zem Yishom Achila. That's not a Chiyuv Achila. That's a Chiyuv Haitza. And therefore, we didn't count it. But Rameir was Moisim. He said, it's not just four, but I'm giving you a Hechatim so you can be Chayev five. How are you going to be Chayev five? You're also going to be Chayev five if you're Mechal Shabbos. That's poshnet, that the Tan of this Mishnah is not Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. Why? Because if the Tan of the Mishnah was Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, then it's poshnet l'chayra, that this person who's chayev for chatois would not also be chayev an asham. And the reason is, because being that he did averis for which he's chayev karis, so the chayev karis would pater the chi of Karen v'chaymish of being mail behektish, which would then pater the carbon asham kimavur in psachim chavtes amar aleph ubetaisvus psachim chavtes amar aleph. Right? Is that clear? That's poshet. That if the person, if the time of the Mishnah was Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, that he wouldn't be chayev the carbon meila. Because, again, he was over a chayve krisos. And because he was over a chayve krisos, so the chayve krisos would patter the asher me'ilas. Just like the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akan, if somebody eats chametz, shnel hektish, bepesach, he's potter from the me'ilah. So this person who was oichel achila achas, v'chay v'le arba chatois, should also be potter. I think it's kedai to pause for 1 second because we're just starting the sugya. In the sugya of kam lebe derabim ineh, the halacha is you don't have to do the aver b'mezer in order to be chayv. Even if a person does the aver b'shoigig, he's potter as well. It's what's known as chayve. It's Tamid Vechiski is halacha, which is going to permeate the next several dafim. But I just realized we didn't really speak that out yet. So there's no nafkim, even if you did a b'mezid, if you did a b'shoigig. Either way, the halacha is going to be the same. So this person, who was over 4 chayvi krisis b'shoigig, why would he be chayv for an asham? The teretz is pasha. The teretz is, because we're not going like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So even though it's true you were over a chayvi krisis, and even when you're over a chayvi krisis b'shoigig, you're still come with the rabbi mineh as is going to be mavur very clearly in the coming dafim, but at the same time, if you don't hold like from the chumim and akonos, it's not a problem. So therefore, you're going to be chayv amila. Oh, but freik the tzoyis, un freik the noyde be Yehuda. I don't understand Rav Meir. Rav Meir said, "I'll give you a fifth." You know what the fifth one is? You mechal Shabbos. Shabbos is a chiyav mises bezdin. So if Shabbos is a chiyav mises bezdin, everybody holds, even if you don't know that from the Chunyim and Akana, that there's a Chiyav Misa now. If there's a Chiyav Misa, then there shouldn't be a Chiyav Asham. Because you should say, come live with the Rabbi Mineh. Herakasha. So you'll tell me, Yanachinami. Maybe Rameir Tak holds there is no Chiyav Asham. But Zoktik Tzais and Zoktik Noy, it doesn't sound like that. Because if that's the case, what Rameir was being Marviach when he added a fifth Chatas, he was losing out on the other side of the ledger when he lost to Nosham. And if that's the case, it's Yotzah Schare Behefzeidai. Rameir's like, oh, you want to pile on? Let's bring it. I'll give you another Chatas. No, you just lost to Nosham. We want the Asham there, maybe. So Freit, the Tzoyis, Freit, the Neid Behud, let's chas over the Kasha. Then the Mishnah, it's before, Yesh, Oichel Achil Achas, V'chai V'le Arba Chatois, V'Asham Echa, Tom Mish, Och, Alchei Lava, Yonois, Men, Avgadosh, Miami Kippurim. Rameir says, if it was Shabbos, I'll give you a fifth Chatas. Fake the tzoyis and the Rebbe Yehuda, you see from here that it's possible for a person to be mechal Shabbos, and at the same time, if he was moel behektish, he's going to be chayev and asham yishom meila. How does it stem with the sugya in Psachim Chavtes? In the sugya in Psachim Chavtes, it's mavur that according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, if somebody would be oichel chametz bepesach, that was hektish, he'd be potter from the me'ilah. Now, Tosis says, I don't understand why. Why are you potter from the Asham me'ilahs? But Tosis explained it. He said, because being that you're potter from the Karen and the Chaimish, the Asham is totally in the Karen and the Chaimish. So once there's no Karen and the Chaimish, it's also not going to be an Asham. But at the end of the day, in the sugyas of Kam Lebed the Rabbi Mineh, if there was a Rabbi Mineh, there's a Chiyav Misa, even if you did a B'shoig, if there's a Chiyav Misa, you're potter from the Asham. So if you're potter from the Asham Me'ilas, so what's Pshan and Rameir in the Mishnah and Krisos, Yud Gimel Lamed Beis, that if a person was Mechal Shabbos, B'shoigig, and he also at the same time he ate an Hektish, the Halach is, he'd be Chayav and Asham, L'chayra, say Kam Lebed the Rabbi Mineh. We should say that the Chiyav Misa, albeit you did a B'shoigig, will patter the Karen and the Chaimish, and once it patters the Karen and the Chaimish, there's not going to be a Chiyav Asham Me'ilois either. So to answer this Kasha, there's many, many terutzim that were given. The Ktzois and Simcha Avcheh says a teretz. The Neid Behud and the Tzlach says 2 terutzim. The Nesivos and Simcha Avcheh says a teretz. If you look in Reb Kivegis Pirush on the Mishnayis, the Masechtes Krisos, on this Mishnah here, it's in the third parak of Masechtes Krisos. The Reb Kivega brings the cash in the name of the Ktzois. He doesn't bring it in the name of the Noid of Yehuda, but even though Reb Kivega famously quoted Noid of Yehuda many, 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 many times, but he brings this cash in the name of the Ktzois HaChoshen, and then right on the bottom, there's a long Hagah from Rabbuna Meger. Rabbuna Meger was Reb Kivega's brother. He was also the Chassam Sofer's Mechutin, and a long Hagah, a long Hagah as it relates to answering this kasha. We'll just mention one teretz. And the reason I'm picking this teretz is because it really goes very much to the core of some of the foundational lumdis in terms of understanding the sugya a little bit of Kam Lebed Rabbi Mineh, and that is the first teretz of the Noida Behuda. So the first teretz of the Noida Behuda in the Tzlach says the Noida Behuda that I think the teretz is really behektim one other very, very important maramakim in the sugya of Kam Lebed Rabbi Mineh, and that is the Gemara Masechtes Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Aleph Amar Aleph. So maybe in the coming days, if time allows, we'll go through this Gemara Bava Metzia a little bit better, but for now we're going to skip to the punchline. The punchline of this Gemara, it's more geschmack if you build it up, but let's just, for now, It's Erev Shabbos. Mention the punchline. And this is technically yesterday's daf, whatever. But the pasuk says, Rava Amar, Rava said, Esnan Osra Taira, the Afilu Ba'alimai. Rava said that we're familiar with the parasha of Esnan Zayna. What's Esnan Zayna? So if somebody is Toiveya a Zayna, and in exchange for the Znus, he gives the Zayna an animal. So the halach is this animal is an Esnan, it gets a special name. And one of the halachas of an Esnan is, it's not going to be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon. Rava said that from the parsha of Esnan, it's mashma, that it doesn't matter who this person was mezana with. I mean, it doesn't matter who the Zoyna was. It's not nogeya, regardless of who the Zoyna was. If in exchange for Znus, this person gave the Zoyna an animal, the animal is going to have a Teiras Esnan, and right now all the laws of Esnan are going to apply. Rava's lashon was v'afilu ba'al imoy. Even if the zayna was imoy, it doesn't matter. It's an isha asura, an isha for whom there's a chiyuv misa. It's irrelevant. Esnan osna teira v'afilu ba'al imoy. So if somebody was ba'al imoy and he gave an esnan, so the halach is that esnan is going to have a teiras esnan. Now Rava was trying to make a point in this sugya that we didn't go through. We'll just read Rashi. The way Rashi explains, the theme of the day is reading Rashi's inside. So just to read Rashi, it's a long Rashi, it's kedaitis, every word. To just the hair, the major lumbus that's about to come out of this Rashi. And that is, Rava Omar Esnan Asatara Filo Baalima. Zokte Eliga Rashi, even Nasan La Tlebe Esnan. So this person now was Baalimai, and he gave Imai a Tle as an Esnan. Says Rashi Esnanu, it's an Esnan. Va'asur Le Carbon. Can't bring it as a carbon. How did Rava know that? The Esnan stomach sieve. Because he read the parasha of Esnan, it just said stomach. Loishna imiv, loishna pnuya. Doesn't matter if it's imiv, if it's a pnuya, it's an Esnan, it's an Esnan. The af al gaf, zok Rashi. The tovale bedina kamon, tainli esneni. Loi mechayvin amlei. Zok Rashi, I have a problem. And this is, again, he's being mefarish what Rava's thinking when he said these words. L'chayra, if the zoyna would be teveya from this boil, the imiv would be teveya from her ben, the Esnan. She'd say, you owe me an Esnan. I want the Esnan. Bezdin wouldn't be mechayiv him to give her the Esnan. You know why? Because he's chayiv misa for being Baal Imai. So Bezdin would not be mechayiv him to give it. But if he does give it, it is an Esnan. Alma says, Rava, ki afilu b'makim misa. You know what you see from here? You see from here that even b'makim misa, even when there's a chayiv misa, even if someone doesn't have erif, which is chayiv misa, so that there's going to be a ptur of any potential chiyuv mamon because of kam lebe derabim ineh. But you see from here that rami tashlum in olah. Really, he has a chiyuv mamon. Elosh in koyach lo oinshoy b'shtayim. It's just that Bezdin doesn't have the ability to administer this punishment. Av yidei shemaim lo yotza ad sheyishalim. But his chiyuv losses yidei shemaim that he's not going to have until he pays. You know how I know that? Because if you're going to tell me that there really is no chiyuv tashlumin at all, so if the person has no chiyuv now to give this zoyna the matana that he promised he was going to give her, that even if he gives it, it shouldn't be an esnan. You know why? Matana ba'alma hu diyavla. All it is a matana ba'alma. So being that you see that if he gives it, it's chal esnan, that's a raya that there's a chiyuv tashlumin. I came with the rabbi. Everyone knows that if she tries being toveya the esnan, Bez is not going to enforce it because of kamle. Zok Rashi explaining Rava's point in the sugya of Mitzia Tzadik Aleph. Bal Karchach, what Rava's trying to say is that when we say kamle with the rabbi, it doesn't mean there's no chiyuv. Shneimo there's a chiyuv. Avadir is a chiv. It's just that Bezdin is not going to be able to administer. L'may nafkimina, Rashi said, Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. Of course, Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, he has an obligation. Rashi's Lashon, Avu Yidei Shamayim lo yotza at sheyishalim. He's not yotza Yidei Shamayim until he pays. It's just a din of Kim Levi D'Rabin that says Bezdin can't force it. And then Rashi concludes, I'm skipping a little bit, and he says, not just that inami, could be even more, that itofis loy mafkina mine. It could be, you see from here, that any time there's a Kim Levi D'Rabin, if the person that Bezin said, you don't have to pay this person. You don't owe him any money. You know why? Because you were eating truma when you ripped his bag, like Rav Ashi said in Ardaf. But at the same time, if this person would go and chop the money, and at that point, he would be able to keep it. But Zok Dinoy de Behuda, you see from a Rashi in Shas, who's being a Farish, a Shitas Ravashach, Halacha Kamoisei, Kamat Bechal Mokam in Shas. A major, major Yisoyin and a major Lomdus in the Sugi of Kam Lebid Rabbimine. And that is that when we say Kam Lebid Rabbimine, that Bezdin will not give someone Misa and Mamen, it doesn't mean that the person is not Chayiv Mamen. He is chayiv mamon. A chayiv mamon there is. It's just that Bezdin is limited in terms of what they're able to do. Bezdin cannot enforce two punishments. But you want to know, b'dinei shamayim, after 120, they're going to have a tain on him. Why did you pay back the money? What do you mean? Kam lebedei rabbeinei. I did 17 averes and I got the worst one. No, this is going to be oynish from the other 16. Chayiv losei sidei shamayim. Mita nafkamina lahalocha, by the way. Nafkamina esnan. Nafkamina tofas. The person's going to be able to keep it. But the point is, you see that the lumdis of Kam Lebedei Rabbeinei is not that there's no chiv, it's a din in bezin. In other words, yesh lachkar, a very, very basic chakira. What's the halacha of Kam Lebedei Rabbeinei? When a person does an aveira for which he really violated two different inyanim, where the halacha is that he only gets the most severe of the two punishments, is the pshat that it's a halacha in terms of the ikka chiyuv, that he's only chayiv for the oynash hachomer, but he's not chayiv for the oynash hakal. Ula oylam is chayiv for the oynash hachomer, and he's chayiv for the oynash hakal. It's halacha nilchas bezdin, it's halacha nilchas oynshin, that bezdin's not going to punish him. It's mefurish. In Bava Metzia Tzadak Aleph, Shitas Rava, the way Rashi was mefarish b'lashoynei hazav, Shitas Rava, that really there is a chiyuv even by a kama b'derabim in a for the oynish akal. It's just the din in bezdin. The bezdin is not going to administer to oynishin. Which oynish do they administer? It's the oynish achomer with all the different nafkamina. Zoktenoi de Yehuda. It's pasha to me that this lumdus that's mavur in Bava Metzia Tzadik Aleph is only true according to the Shitas Achachomim in Shas, that hold that the only time you say kam lebederabimine is if the two oinchen are bedine yadam. But we know there's a shitas Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Rav Nechunya ben Akana who always says Yom Kippurim kishabes l'tashlumen. Amachloik is a bayi v'rav, is it only chorus, is it also misa b'dei shamayim, today's daf. But the bottom line is, there's a shita Rav Nechunya ben Akana that holds that taloch of kam lebederabimine is true, even when it's an oinish b'dei shamayim. Zok tenoi de b'yehuda, l'chayra, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, how could you hear Rav's lamdas? If the Geder of Kamle is only true when you're dealing with Bezdin. So you can tell me the Din Kamle is a Din in Bezdin. But if you say Kamle even when there is no Bezdin, where Bezdin is only administering one punishment, so what's the Kamle? Elamai, it's Muchach, said the Noid of Yehuda. That Rav Nechunya ben Akana held not like the Lomdus that's Mavur and Rashi and Rav Ashit and Bav Metzia Tzadik Aleph, but that Kamla b'di Rabbi Menei is Taka Ptur in the Ikka Chiyuv. And if it's a Ptur in the Ikka Chiyuv, that's why there could be a Kamla even when it is only an Oynash b'dei Shamayim. Even in a case where Bezdin is only going to give one punishment, still Sadoa didn't Kamla b'di Rabbi Menei. Abzok Tinoid of Yehuda, mitan Oymek, mitan it's partial, but just to speak it out, that once Rav Nechunya ben Akana was megala to us, that the way Kam Lebedei Rabbeinei works is even when it's an Oynish B'dei Shamayim. So you see from there, not like the Lomdus in Bava Metzia Tzadik Aleph Amar Aleph, that Lomdus will be true even if there are two Oynshin B'dinei Adam. Meaning Rav Nechunya ben Akana was megala that Kam Lebedei Rabbeinei has nothing to do with Bezdin. It's a halach in the Ikar Chiyuv. How do you know it? From the case where the Rabbeinei is a Misa B'dei Shamayim. But the point is, once you see it by a Misa B'dei Shamayim, it's going to be true even where it's a Misa B'dei Adam. So according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, if there be two Oynshin B'dinei Adam, and the person is going to be tough as Mafkina B'nei, you want to know Chayiv Losses B'dei Shamayim? Maybe no Chayiv Losses B'dei Shamayim. You want to know if it will be an Esna? I don't think it's going to be an Esna. Because in Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's world, once you see there's a Kamle B'dei Rabbeinei, when it comes to Misa B'dei Shamayim, Bal Karchach Tzedot Tzveit Din Kamle. So the Talmud Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana holds as it relates to Misa B'dei Adam, it's this Kamle. And when it comes to Misa B'dei Shamayim, it's that Kamle. The Noid B'Yehuda didn't like that. So Noid B'Yehuda wants to make this uniform. But the bottom line is, what emerges then is a very fundamental difference, a chilik yisoidi between Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana and the Chacham. Pashit, and Afkemino. Oisus, Yami Kiburun Kishabas Latashuman, Loi, Hoya, Oisus, Yami Kiburun Kishabas Latashuman. So Octane Noid B'Yehuda, no, the chilik is very, very fundamental. According to the Chacham, the gather of Kamle B'dei Rabbeinei is a din in Bezdin. If that's the case, it's only true if the two Oinchen are B'dei Bezdin. If we're dealing with Karis Misa B'dei Shemayim, what does it have to do with the sugya? There's no sheiches to the sugya of Kamel B'dei Rabbeinei. Kamel B'dei Rabbeinei is a sugya in Hilchas Dayanim. What does it have to do with Karis? But Rav Nechunya ben Akana held no, that the din Kamel is a p'tur in the ikka chiyuv. There is no chiyuv akal. It doesn't matter then if it's B'dei Adam, if it's B'dei Shemayim. Lefizah said the Noid B'Yehuda, Nifla. He said this that Tosfos said, Im Sochim Chavtesim Ar Aleph. that according to Rabbi Nechunim and Akana, if somebody is oichel chometz bePesach when it was also hektish, what's the halacha? The halacha is loymal, and loymal means there's no keren, there's no chaimish, there's also no hashami. It's freitos zakasha hiksha riva. He says, I don't understand. L'chayr, why should there be no chiyuv carbon? It's mavur and Shabbos sadik dalid that there's no kamei b'derabim when it comes to a chiyuv carbon. So how come over here there's no chiyuv carbon? Zok the Riva, the Teretz says, because there's no chiyuv karen v'chaymish. And because no chiyuv karen v'chaymish, memela is no asham ilus. Frank the noyde behuda, frank the ktoiz, Harris the shnim with the Mishnah and the Baden of Yud Gimel Amid Beis in Mesachtes Krisis, where it's mavur that Rameir said that you could be oichel achil achas b'chayev five chatois and you're going to be chayev an asham ilus. And what was the fifth chatos? It was Shabbos. And Shabbos is already Misas Bezdin. And if it's Misas Bezdin, for sure this didn't come late. So why are you going to be chayev for the carbon asham? Zoktinoi de Behud, you know what the teretz is? The sugi and psachim is going according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The sugi and krisis is going according to the chachamim. It's muchach. It's going according to the chachamim, like we spoke out. So if that's the case, zok that's hafeldig. What was Tosfos you saw it? Tosfos said the whole gemara in Pesachim Chavtes is predicated on the fact that there's no keren v'chaimish. Because if there's a keren v'chaimish, then there would be hasham ilus. And it's only because there's no keren v'chaimish that there's no hasham ilus. Because be'etzim kamli can't pater the carbon. It paters the keren v'chaimish. In other words, the reason there's a kamli in Pesachim Chavtes is because we're assuming there's no chiv keren v'chaimish. Zok the night behuda. It's not true. It's not true. Look at Bava Metzia, Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph. Look at Rav Shita. Look at Rashi. Avadad is a chiv. Avadad is a chiv. Lotzei Sidei Shemaim, there's no chiv. Esmer Amr Torah, Filo Baalimai. Itofas Noi Mafkina Mine. Avadad is going to be a chiv. What's Pshat? The Teret Zok Tanoi to be this Toysfus only said it in this sugya. Because this sugya is handling Rav Nechunya ben Akana. And Rav Nechunya ben Akana, the Taki is no chiyuv lotzei sidei shemayim. It's yitofas mafkinon. So in mail there is no chiyuv at all of keren v'chaimish. If there's no chiyuv at all of keren v'chaimish, mail is not going to be a chiyuv asham either. But the sugi increases your gimel amid beis. That sugi is going not according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana. That sugi is really going according to the chachamim. And because it's going according to the chachamim, so from that, according to the chachamim, avadad is going to be a chiyuv keren v'chaimish. And being you're not chayiv to give it, that just means Bezin can't administer it. But chayiv losei sidei shamayim you are. And he tofas, that loch is going to be loy mafkina mine. So he say, Meris, there's a chayiv losei sidei shamayim. And because there's a chayiv losei sidei shamayim, so it comes that you're chayiv in the Karen v'chaymish. If you're chayiv in the Karen v'chaymish, then you'll be chayiv in the Asham Ilus as well. And that's why Rameir said that it's possible for a person to be over five chatois and you can have a carbon Asham. Chayiv, carbon Asham? I thought the chayiv Mises Bezin should pat to the Asham. Isn't that a Mefurish Gemara Pesachim? The only reason it pat to the carbon Asham was because it pat to the Karen v'chaymish. And the only reason the Karen and the way the Asham is telling the Karen V'chaimish is because if there's no Chi of Karen V'chaimish, then there's no Chi of Asham. But as long as there's a Chi of Karen V'chaimish, that's enough for there to be a Chi of Asham. In Rav Nechunya ben Akana's come live with the Rabbi Mine, in his world, and a Chanami, there is no Chi of Karen V'chaimish at all. And if there's no Chi of Karen V'chaimish, there's also no Asham Ilus. But in the Chachamim's world of come live with the Rabbi Mine, over there it's going to be there. But what do we have? We have a Chakira. We have really two Tzadim in terms of, that's all we have is a Chakira. But we have a chakira in terms of how to understand the sugya of kam lebe derabim inay. Does kam lebe derabim inay mean that avada yichayev both oinshem? We just only administer the oinesh achamur. It's halach and hilchas bezdin. Or does kam lebe derabim inay mean that there's no chiyev oinesh akal? All there is a chiyev for the oinesh achamur lemay nafkemina. Chayv losei sidei shemayim, itofes mafkinon, esran osra, esnan osra teira, vafilo ba'alimoy, the very lomdish Rashi in Bava Metzia, Tav Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph, in the world of the Noida B'Yehuda, this chakira really came down to the machloikis between Rav Nechunya ben Akana and the Chachamim. It's not just a proteistic machloikis, yeah, Karis Patis Mamin, no Karis Patis Mamin, but really this shaila goes to the core and the gut of how you understand Kam Lebi D'Rabim Inay. In the world of lomdis, there's a third way to understand Kam Lebi D'Rabim Inay, but that we're going to save for the next year.